The best way to help somebody change their trajectory. I think every hypnotist who's worked with somebody and tried to help them alter a path they've been on has circled the topic. I certainly have. Over the years, I've circled the idea of how best do you help somebody to help themselves. And that's not just pablum. I'm referring to helping somebody to have the instruments, the tools, to alter the path they're on, to change your own trajectory. This can be a difficult thing to do. It's a metaphor here, but changing your own trajectory once you begin moving with momentum is quite difficult. It takes time to slow down, and you need to have another course in mind, or else you might correct in the wrong direction entirely. So where do we start? What is the most effective way? Can't claim to have all the answers, but telling you as much is one start. Telling you that I'm not entirely certain, but that I do have anecdotal and personal experience that says having somebody else express their desire to help you is a good start. And giving you a path where they're going to say, here are some tools. I can vouch for them. Why not try them? I'll be there with you to reinforce, make corrections. They are my tools. I have manufactured them, but you are using them. And of course, the tools as presented will be reshaped to better suit your needs, your particular mechanisms, relaxing, sinking. In fact, that's where this is going to end. An experiment where relaxing, fractionation, and a simple induction end our time here. But in the interim, I'm going to give you information, and that information will change how the trance is received. I'm not pretending to some higher calling. This isn't something I'm doing as charity. I gain pleasure from hearing someone say, hey, I got on track with a little help from your work. Hearing you might change your trajectory. This experiment. That's my benefit. So a little about me. Long time ago, I had to spend a long time working on myself. There was a period when I was on a bad track. Impulse control, personal health, poor decision making. From sleep to relationships, I tried on my own. Society insists we try on our own. The whole idea of pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. You've heard that one, right? Nowadays it means doing something on your own, but once upon a time the saying meant something impossible, because it is impossible to lift yourself by your own bootstraps. That's the origin of the phrase. We shift. We think that because society expects us, because those around us might expect us to soldier on alone, we would somehow be doing the wrong thing by asking for or accepting help. So I won't go so far as to say that doing things on your own is impossible, but while some people do manage change, a change in patterns, in habits, in what I largely call trajectory, is something best managed cooperatively, together. The help I had included occasional specific advice, but having someone else there who will help direct you, shape your path, or even just give you encouragement, say, hey, I actually think you can do this. So if you need a nudge, my voice in your memory can be there to remind you. Someone else there to anchor you to a destiny you want to author for yourself. It's helpful. In light of that, relaxing your body, continuing to listen to my words, the slide downward may cause your eyes to close or your body to relax. And that's okay. Anyone who helps someone gets something out of it deeper. Even if it's just the warm feeling of gratitude, and you may rise up energetic, you may sink down deep and relaxed, or the pleasure of altering the world to be more like I'd like it to be. Each person finding their own actualization, sinking, through meditation, through care, deeper, through generosity toward the self, through focus, and through others' assistance. That's the world I think we all want. So I have a vested interest in helping you be a piece of that world out there modifying your trajectory for the better, deeper. It's hard to transmit that thought across the ether and get it into your head and have you believe and accept it. So maybe take it on faith. Or test me. Review my material as minutely as you like. I'm telling the truth, so you're going to find consistencies. Consistent and coherent toward the goal of your improvement, going forward, deeper, and going downward. I'm trying to help. And maybe that means you can take the part of your brain which ordinarily has to spend a little extra time second-guessing the intentions of a hypnotist or an audiophile, and third-guessing and fourth. And you can turn that spared-up energy inward toward accepting and integrating the improvements we'll make together. And that's honestly what I want for you, to be able to relax enough, be sure enough of my intentions and yours that you can devote a little extra energy to the process of training and deepening and sliding and listening. So knowing what you know about me, we begin our experiment. If I had not said any of the words which precede these, and I just began an induction, I believe, well, my hypothesis is, this trance would be less effective. So reflect on whether you think that's true, now and then. Reflect on what our sessions together would be like if I never gave any of the preamble. I never described my own thoughts on the matter and we just had my voice out there in isolation. If I'd never shared any of myself and maintained only cold aloof distance if we never bridged the gap, I believe this just wouldn't work as well. Consider you're already sliding down. Realize there's something to the idea of getting closer. Closer we are, the easier it is for me to reach out. The effect, such as it is, will only get deeper and deeper when you feel you know my motives. There's a whole part of your brain which maybe spends time wondering about the hypnotist's goal, but mine's right out there on my sleeve. Your improvement toward the trajectory you envision through the manufacture of tools and through shared accountability. Our shared interest, its field, its devotees, contains some who very much enjoy covert messages and hidden intentions, but it's not really my kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with it. It has its place. And that place is not in these files, in this series, in this trance. So you can fall deeper knowing that all that's going to happen is what is already planned and stated. And your mind can therefore be more malleable, more open, more available, because the tools that are developed deeper will help you to actualize and focus. The tools we will build together, they're similar to the tool set others might use to fashion their mind and change their trajectory, rising up. And as you hear my words, think about the kind of tools others would build. From accountability and lists and alarms to routine and, yes, trance deeper. Sliding down, alarms to help you wake up when it's time to get up. You know the intensity with which I want you to achieve your goal is very, very deeply ingrained in my thinking, in our relationship to one another. The quality of your tools will increase as we work together and we invest time. Each tool is a process, an ascension, until you have a masterwork, until you have all the tools you need to refashion yourself, glistening on the workbench, there for the counting. One and two, another and yet another, five and six, counting up or down, checking off, making the list, planning the alteration to trajectory which you know will grow, growing in might and intensity until the two of us have made a routine, a tool set, a comfort between us and a compact as well, until I have given you everything I have that can help, a copy of the manual I've developed, and until you can use it in a context unique to yourself, giving you the means to go deeper, deeper into what you want and how to change the way you flow, the momentum coming off the curves of the day, sliding forward, smooth and continuous. These words setting us off, each of us together off on a similar journey. Everything which grows beyond grows from a simple seed, this simple experiment where you consider, do you have a better experience of trance, knowing more about my thoughts, more about the trajectory? Are there hidden misgivings which you can abolish here because we've had this talk? Does pre-talk and consent talk help you? Helps most people, certainly helps me. So consider what we can be, what we will be if we keep up the dialogue. If I continue to share where I can and invite where you can give as you develop tools with me, we build a path of progress and leverage and, yes, deep hypnotic trance that adds to your growing capabilities and our shared interest in you getting better and better in all the ways you want to. Each of us aiding that growth. A mimetic idea, something which leaps from part to part, synapse to synapse, invades your day in a pleasant way that aids you in moving from thought to thought, and new construction, building, growing, and now deep within your mind. The first tool, which is just the equivalent of a clipboard tacked to the wall, with notes on it, a list, and a reminder. A reminder that when we return to the building of your shared knowledge, I've already gone over this with you. We've already checked off the first box, signed the bottom of that sheet. We've said, I intend this and nothing more. I have your back. You are free to use the memory or the recording of my instruction and assistance wherever you want, as long as it helps you be accountable and move. Reminders and lists, a first tool, an easy guide. Build it, along with this little consent form tacked on the front. An induction, an inspiration to imagine what we might achieve as you slide down, slip up, slide down, rise up, and slide, unsure of whether you're up or down, right or left, or 1, 2, 5, 6, 8, 9, and so on, where precisely you are in the system. But wherever it is, it's part of a flow of progress which sometimes moves down, sometimes moves up, toward your goal or away, but it always trends in the right direction, as long as we work together, and as long as you can devote that little bit of extra brain power to focusing, listening, following, and sleeping deep.